Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
This evening we're joined by Kathy from the United States, and Kathy takes LDN for fibromyalgia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Could you tell us when you first became aware that you had something wrong with you?
Well, I was on a trip to Australia, and I was gone for a month. It was in 1990. And the last week that I was there, I started to feel as if I had the flu. And when I returned to the States, I still felt fluish. And several months later, I still felt the same way. I just simply never got better. And my doctor could not figure out what was wrong with me. That was at a time that people had not heard of fibromyalgia, nor did they know what it looked like or sounded like. So I went to Vanderbilt University, which is in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's a research and teaching hospital, and they diagnosed me with fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
So I came home, and I was somewhat shell-shocked. I was a single mother. I owned a business. I was very active in my community, and I had come out of a family that did not do illness well, and therefore, I just didn't know what to do next, so I just kept on doing what I'd always done, which was living a very driven life.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried all of the medications through the years that came down the pike, the Lyricas and the Neurontins and the Cymbaltas and all the things that they thought would help, which they did help, but the side effects were not something I could live with. So finally, and I also tried all the natural holistic approaches, but nothing really helped me. Part of the reason it didn't is because I didn't know how to rest. I didn't know how to say no. I really didn't know how to accept the fact that I had a chronic illness. I just wanted to continue to do the same things. And I did until I just finally couldn't anymore. So in 1997, I sold my business and I moved to a farm that my family owned. And they had owned it for 50 years, but we redid the old 200-year-old farmhouse, and we put in a jet tub and the things that would help me to feel better, that might help with the pain and the achiness. But it was really a shock to me because I had not cleaned my own house in 20 years. I hadn't mowed my grass in 20 years. I just worked, and I paid people to do the things that took care of me. So it was something of it was just a huge adjustment. Plus, I missed my friends. I missed my employees. It was a very difficult time. And my daughter had gone away to college. So I lived alone, and I lived in the middle of 100 acres by myself.
Goodness.
And it was a trying time, but it was a learning time. God really taught me a lot in that period of my life about myself, about Him, about what He expected of me. I had a master's degree in counseling, and I decided at that point in time to go back to school and work on my PhD. So I went to seminary, and I got about halfway finished with my doctorate, and I found I had thyroid cancer. So I had two surgeries, radioactive iodine, another trying time. But as I started to heal and started to feel better, I started work again part-time, just gradually and more easily. I started on a medication called Zyflo. It was developed for asthma, but a friend of mine who was a doctor and knew that I have fibromyalgia thought that it would help the pain level, and it did. It was really amazing how much it helped me. I stayed on that for several years. And then in 2003, I remarried, and life became much easier. I had someone in tandem, someone to help take care of daily life. It was really a pretty magical time. And I felt pretty well on the Zyflo. And I just really felt better. And I thought, this is going to be okay. And then the company that manufactures Zyflo increased it in 1 month, 10 times the price. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was shocking, which meant that even with my insurance helping, I was still going to be paying about $700 a month to take it. It was already an expensive drug, but we could manage it until this price increased. So we spent a few weeks trying to talk to the company and find out what was happening. And basically, they just did it because they could. Mm-hmm. So I eventually had to stop taking it, which really did affect me quite a bit. In the meantime, I had been elected as a city commissioner in the city that I lived in. And it was work I really enjoyed. I had learned how to balance my life. I had learned how to say no. I had learned how to rest more when I needed to. And the staff at City Hall was very helpful to me. They would not make appointments for me on certain days so that I could rest. And it was a very satisfying time for me. And then we moved to Florida. Our daughter and her family had moved to Florida for her work. So my husband found a job here in this area, and we moved. I'm still not on any medication that helped at that point in time. So I was still suffering quite a bit with pain and fatigue, and I didn't sleep well. And then in somewhere around 2013, a friend of mine called, and she had heard of, she was actually watching the Dr. Oz show, and he talked about taking naltrexone for fibromyalgia, the low dose level. So I looked at the Stanford research, which is what he commented on. I looked into it. I felt comfortable with it. So I called my doctor. I asked them if they would prescribe it for me. I chose Ermat Pharmacy out of New York because that is what had been suggested on the LDN website. I have used them since then. They are excellent to deal with. The medication is affordable, which is wonderful, and it has literally taken away most of the pain. It has really been life-changing for me.
Mm-hmm. So if we were to say, before you started LDN, with your symptoms of pain, did you have any brain fog?
Yes, that's always a piece of this malady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I can tell a lot of difference in that. Of course, I'm older. You know, there are certain things that change as you age, and I certainly don't feel old by any means, but I am nearly 67, and I have lived a very busy, full, active life. I exercise. I'm a swimmer. I'm careful about what I do because of overtaxing my muscles, but I do take good care of myself, and we do eat well. So I do think I do everything that I can to slow down the aging process. Mm-hmm. I still think I do have some brain fog, which some of it also may be a little aftermath of in the mornings from the medication. I have tried at times to drop the level down below 4.5 milligrams, but I don't have as good result. I've also tried to use a local compounding pharmacy who is very reputable, but I think the filler they use is different and I don't have as good a result. So I still go back to the Ermat pharmacy because that's where I have found I get the best result.
Mm-hmm. If you had to say, before you started LDN, your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what would it have been?
probably about a 6.
Mm-hmm. And what would
and
you...
now it's probably...
Sorry, yes?
Now it's probably more like an 8, mm-hmm. maybe even a 9.
And are you sleeping well now?
Yes, I sleep much better. I do dream, which has, I understand, as a side effect of the medication, but I never dream bad dreams. And I, from what I have read, people seem to decrease dreaming as they get more adjusted to it, but I've been on it now for at least 2 years, and I still dream very vividly most every night. I think it is because I do sleep on a deeper level, and I do sleep longer.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to other people who are contemplating trying LDN?
I would definitely, definitely try it. I know that it won't probably work for everyone, and I know people with fibromyalgia may not always have the same root cause of this disease. They don't really know what the root cause is, and they don't really know what happens to us. They have, I think, agreed on the fact that the nerves are oversensitive, but whatever the cause is may vary from an individual to an individual. So I know people have varying results, but I know for me, it has been a life changer. I do want people to come away from what I may say, realizing that they can have a very satisfying and fulfilling and wonderful life, even with chronic illness. It's important that you accept what you have and where you are, because if you, it's only when you accept that you can control it rather than it controlling you. And I think this medication has certainly helped me to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is very inspirational, and I'm sure people with fibromyalgia will be very interested to listen to your story. And thank you very much for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Linda.
I'd like to introduce Maria, who's joining us today from America. From California, in fact, and Maria is originally from Argentina, and she's using LDN for lupus, fibromyalgia, and Sjögren's syndrome. Thank you for joining us, Maria.
You're welcome, Linda. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So let's find out a bit more about you. How old were you, do you think, when you first noticed there was something wrong with you?
Well, I honestly, I think I suffered from lupus for a long time, but they didn't diagnose me. So probably this was when I started feeling really sick and they didn't know what it was, probably when I was 21 or 22.
Mm-hmm. And what symptoms were you experiencing at that time?
Well, I had pain in my joints, extreme fatigue, I started getting lung problems, well, mainly pneumonia and pleurisy. And the first time I got it, and I remember that it was a really harsh winter, and I thought, well, I caught a bug and I caught pneumonia. And but then it happened again 2 years later, and then it happened again 3 years later. So still then they didn't realize that I had an autoimmune condition, and they thought I was just getting pneumonia over and over, and it was a little strange. And then I tried to find out more about why I was getting this, because I didn't have any particular problems in my lungs, but I kept getting it. And and then that's when they realized that I had an autoimmune condition and that lupus was attacking tissue in my lung.
Mm-hmm. What treatments were you offered?
First of all, they gave me antibiotics and non-steroid anti-inflammatories. Then I think by the third time I got it, because I had a little fluid. I had a little, actually what is called pleural effusion. So it's not in the lung, but it's between the pleura and the lung. They gave me steroids. So I started taking prednisone, which I hate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that would be the only thing that that helped me back then. And but this is still before they knew I had lupus.
Okay. And how did you find out about the Sjogren's and the fibromyalgia?
Well, about, I would say, only maybe 4.5 years ago, visiting several doctors, I ended up going to a rheumatologist. I don't even remember who sent me to a rheumatologist, but one of the doctors I saw probably suspected that I could have an autoimmune condition. So, because I didn't have a lot of the main symptoms that people with lupus have. So it was not that apparent. It was not that obvious that I had lupus. So they sent me to a rheumatologist and they ran all the tests, and I had ANA positive, and then they did some of the rest of the tests, the double helix DNA, you know, that was showing that I did have an autoimmune condition. So they said, this looks like lupus, and if it's not exactly lupus, it's very similar, and they all treat it in the same way, basically modulate your immune system, turn it off a little bit. And because of the symptoms I have in my eyes that I had for a long, long time too, which is, strong dryness and pain and burning, and I feel like I have particles in my eyes all the time, as if I had sand constantly in my eyes. It's just horrible. They said, they came to the conclusion that that was Sjogren's. I also had some swelling on my glands in my mouth, my salivary glands. So, yeah, they said, you have Sjogren's. And fibromyalgia is something they suspect, but they are not completely sure. But some of the pain that I get around my lungs and between my ribs, when they check my lungs and they look fine, I still have that pain. So they think maybe I have some fibromyalgia. But anyway, all that went away with LDN. Mm-hmm.
So before you started LDN, if you had to rate your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best, what would it have been?
Well, I would have times that I'd be fine for a year or a couple of years, and then I get a flare-up. When I'm flaring up, my life is, oh my God, I want to say zero, but let's say it's 4. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I really don't feel like doing anything at all, and I really cannot go to work. I cannot get up and go to work. I have pain all over my body, and I feel completely ill. And then when I get the pleuris, it's impossible. It's hard to breathe, really. It's so painful, and I get the fluid. So yeah, it's totally invalidating.
Okay. And how did you hear about LDN?
Well, I heard about LDN through some of my friends. I work in biotechnology world in Northern California with an organization that is a nonprofit in developing new biotechnologies for regenerative medicine, mainly focused on curing the diseases of aging. And I found out that a few of my friends were taking LDN, and they just, we were at a conference one night in a restaurant, and they asked me, how are you doing? How are your symptoms? How's your lupus? And I said, oh, it's terrible. And I just had a flare-up. I was sick for almost a year. And he said, have you tried LDN? And I had no idea what it was. So he explained to me. And he said, he wrote it down. He said, go and research it online. So that's what I did. And I read about it. I read enough about it. I talked to my friends who were taking it. And I realized that it didn't have any negative effects, so I said, I might as well try it.
Was it easy to get it prescribed for you?
Well, it was easy, but it was expensive in the beginning. The doctor that I found in Los Angeles charged me $300 to see me the first time, and then he wanted to see me the next month, and he wanted to keep seeing me. So I had to find something different because I couldn't afford that. And I contacted the LDN Trust they gave me a list of doctors, and in that list, I realized there was one doctor in my health insurance network that is Kaiser Permanente. So I was happily surprised to see that one of the, you know, mainstream regular doctors were prescribing it, because usually you have to find alternative medicine doctors. And so I called the nurse. A little bit hard for me to get an appointment because he was far and I had other hospitals that I was supposed to go to, but I struggled a little with it, but then I got an appointment, and he was a pain management doctor at the big hospital of Kaiser Permanente network. And he prescribed it, gave it to me for 3 years. So I have refills for 3 years, and then he's retiring, so I will have to find someone else in LA. That's how it happened. And then I buy it monthly. The insurance doesn't cover it, but I think I'm paying $50 a month for 30 pills.
Mm-hmm. And when you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
Well, what I have to say is that my sleeping has changed. I do experience a lot of dreaming, which is very it's like lucid dreaming. Mm-hmm. I when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I lived another life at night. It's not something that bothers me a lot. Sometimes it's actually kind of interesting, because you take a little trip at night. Yeah. And some nights it's more pronounced than others. In the very beginning, definitely was more noticeable, and now I don't know if I got used to it or if it's happening less. But yeah, you feel a lot of activity in your brain at night, and you wake up in the middle of the night sometimes, and the dreams were so real, different than the dreams I used to have. It's hard to tell what's real and what's a dream.
Funnily enough,
that's the only thing.
I wanted side effects when I started. I've been on LDN over 12 years now, and I didn't experience any side effects. I haven't had the dreams or anything like that. But you were telling me before we started that you've been taking LDN for a year now, and you've been taking 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say now that your quality of life on that score of 1 to 10 is?
Well, it's really back to normal. Since I started LDN, I haven't had any flare-ups. So a year ago, I was taking prednisone, and I was waiting to stop the prednisone that I was, I was reducing the dose, and I was on 40 milligrams a day, which is really high. And then I went down until 10 and then 5. And as soon as I finished it, I was so excited to finish prednisone to start LDN, because they told me it was not good to take it together, or that it didn't make any sense. So I started LDN a year ago, and I haven't had a flare up. I want to think that LDN is responsible for it. I cannot say 100% sure that's what it is, but I haven't had for sure any more of the pain. I haven't had any joint pain or inflammation. I used to get my fingers really swollen. I couldn't wear my rings. That has never happened again. I want to tell you also that I'm taking Plaquenil. Mm-hmm. Which you probably is, you know, hydroxychloroquine. I'm taking 200 milligrams twice a day, so 400 milligrams a day. I'm going to visit my rheumatologist very soon, and hopefully they're going to lower it. But yes, I'm fine. So my quality of life right now is 10. I haven't had any more symptoms for the last year. So I don't know if the Plaquenil is also helping. But mm-hmm. I think that the LDN has made a big difference. I'm not stopping it.
And what are your eyes like now?
Well, my eyes are still bothering me. I don't think the LDN helped me with my eyes, honestly. I think it helped me with the pain. Anything that had to do with inflammation and pain around my body, I used to carry bags from grocery store, and next day I couldn't move my hands. And that doesn't happen anymore. But my eyes are still bothering me. I take Restasis, and I started taking more fish oil, and I think that's helping me. But I will try other things now. I'm about to do a couple of treatments for my eyes.
Yeah. Because I know several people that take LDN for Sjogren's syndrome, and they find that their eyes settle down. So hopefully, you know, a year on LDN, probably you would notice improvements for another 6 months. So that would be interesting to see if
that would be amazing.
Yeah, if your eyes do settle down.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. That would be fantastic. My eyes sometimes keep me at home because, you know, you can drive, you can do anything if your eyes are bad. So it really bothers me, yeah.
Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us, and I hope that you continue to remain pain-free.
Thank you, and I encourage everybody who's listening to try it. I don't think there's anything to lose in trying LDN, and I believe that it's a pity that this is not more popular and that more people are using it, because it's really amazing.
I'd like to introduce Nora from the Netherlands, who takes LDN for fibromyalgia and thyroid conditions. Thank you for joining me, Nora.
Yes, hello. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Could you tell us when you first got sick?
You want me to tell you when I first started LDN?
No, when you first started to notice symptoms.
Around the age of 30, and now I'm 50, going to be 51.
Mm-hmm. And what did you notice at that time?
I used to be a gymnastic, and I used to have a lot of energy, and I was trying to show my steps on something about gymnastics, and I was when I was doing that, I was not able to do it, so I was trying to turn myself around something, and I just fell down. And then I thought it was really strange, and I felt that I lost a lot of strength. So after that, I started to tell my friends about it, and they told me that it was fibro, as they call it in Holland, it's called fibro. And then I went to the rheumatologist, and he said to me that I had this condition, and that there was nothing to do about it.
Were you in a lot of pain as well?
Yeah, I was in a lot of pain. The pain was gradually getting more and more, and especially the fatigue was bad. So I lost a lot of energy, and I didn't have a lot of energy to do stuff. Also, I was still working then. I'm not working at the moment, but I was still working then. And it was always, it took me a lot of effort to go through the day, and I lost a lot of energy, and every time I had to build myself up to go to work again the next morning, but I was every day in a lot of pain, and I was very tired, but I was still trying to go on.
Okay. Your pain levels at that time, if you had to score them on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 10 being the worst, what would it have been?
Well, probably around 8, 8.5 sometimes, especially when the weather is bad, so when it's cold outside, and when it's raining, it's really worse. And in the wintertime, it's even worse. In the summers, it's better, but in the wintertime, it's really worse.
Okay. And how did you hear about LDN?
In 2011, it really got to a stage that I was not able to do anything anymore. So in 2009, I lost my job, and my health was getting worse, and I was getting more and more tired. And in the end, I was thinking to myself, there has to be a solution like this. And like I told you before, I'm also a believer, so I started to pray. And then somehow I got in my heart to search on internet, and then I found a professor in America who was having a reading about fibro and MS and other sorts of diseases. And then he was also talking about LDN. And then I was trying to find my way in Holland about LDN. So I started to Google. And then I found that there were a few doctors in Holland, doctors of nature, that were prescribing this. And this is how I got to LDN in 2011, April 2011.
Mm-hmm. When you first started, did you notice any side effects?
In the beginning, this doctor told me to start with one and then build up slowly, slowly. And by two tablets, I got it felt like there was a band around my head. And it was very tight, and I also got a very strange headache. And because of that, I was taking then drops and pills, so 1.5 milligrams. And then one of my friends told me, maybe you have to push through a little bit more to go over the two tablets and see if you can get over this headache and this band around your head, because your body has to get used to it. So I took his advice, and I did. And at this moment, I'm recently got up until three tablets now, and I feel that the pain is going in the backside now. So if I have to give it now a number, now it is between 6 and 7 or something like this, my pain level.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Yes.
So what is a typical day for you like now?
Can you explain yourself a little bit more?
Yes. You explained before what you could do in a day before you started LDN. And what can you do now in a day?
I feel that I have more energy. I am more able to do stuff that I wasn't able to do before. The thing that I feel with LDN is that my energy has gone up. Mm-hmm. I have more energy to do things, and I can make a little bit longer days than before.
What would you say to other people who are thinking of trying LDN?
I would advise people always to give it a chance. But I want to tell them that they really have to pull through and not give it up so easily, because it takes a little time before it really starts to work. I started to find a little bit more relief after about 6 to 8 months. After using it 6 to 8 months, I started to feel that the pain was getting different.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you say that LDN has improved your life, sort of in a summary?
I feel that, like I said before, I feel like I have more energy. I also enjoy life a lot more than before. Of course, the pain is always there. Unfortunately, it doesn't take away all the pain, but it gives your life more pain relief than not having LDN.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us. I really appreciate it.
Yes, and I loved to share it with you, and I hope that especially doctors and specialists in Holland will wake up and start to do more research about LDN and about fibro and MS and all the other diseases that have to do with this, because I really believe that a lot more people can be helped with LDN.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, LINDA, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.